I also discuss the relationship of multilingualism to multiculturalism and the role that language plays in managing a culturally diverse workforce. Finally, I show how visible differences in individuals influence the way in which multiculturals see themselves and the world, as well as how they can help with strategies for managing dissimilar groups and organizations. The categorization of people according to surface characteristics can mask the value that they bring to organizations. In Part 3, I focus on what organizations can do to leverage the unique skills of multiculturals in the service of innovation. I discuss how important the work situation is in influencing multiculturals and on the process of innovation, and what organizations can do to create the type of climate, flexible situations, strong communication, and sufficient resources that is needed. Understanding how the work situation fosters or suppresses innovation is a key factor in leveraging the skills of multiculturals. I also outline the roles, bridging, integrating, mediating, that multiculturals can play to get the most out of multicultural teams, which we have long known are a source of creative ideas. Finally, I offer some ideas on developing organizations that allow multiculturals to assume roles in which they can best contribute to innovation. I also show how modeling